I think about what we do in the state of Maryland. We don't do unconditional aid for anybody. In Maryland. I mean, those are taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. So every dollar that gets allocated in our state has to get pressure tested. There is nobody who should come in with an expectation that they are just going to get aid or get support from the state of Maryland. That's not how good governance works. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we should have the exact same policy when it comes to federal dollars. There is no such thing as unconditional aid. You can do what you want and you're going to get American taxpayer dollars. Same thing. You can do what you want. And you're going to get Maryland. Mm-hmm. That's not how we're going to operate. And that's not how we should operate. We have to be very clear about the complications of the region. Right. And I say this from my perspective of not just my background, but also my training. Mm-hmm. I know the dangers of Hamas. Mm-hmm. I know who Hamas is. And I know Hamas is not a legitimate negotiating partner. I know there are people who have served in the same units that I've served with that have lost their lives through them. I get that. And I understand that. And I understand that, you know, what happened on October 7th and what they were responsible for, that can never be condoned nor tolerated nor just pushed off to the side, right? I also don't know this. And I say the same thing from my background and my training. Denying food to people and using it as a cudgel is a war crime. What we're seeing right now in the West Bank with these activists and violent settlers is a violation of international law. Do you think it's a war crime?
So for you, Netanyahu is a war criminal?
I think absolutely he's committed war crimes. Absolutely. And I do think there needs to be accountability for this.